Welcome to the Banking Reinvented podcast. Every week, we discuss how banks can progressively modernize their customer journeys and model business operations around their customers. You're listening to Tim Rutten, and I'll be joined by Backbase CEO and founder Jouk Pleiter and other senior banking leaders from around the globe. Ready to unpack how to re-architect banking together? Let's get started. All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new Banking Reinvented podcast. And today I'm being joined by Karan Oberoi, CPO at Backbase. Maybe we can start there. Karan, really great to see you in the podcast today.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
Yeah. So maybe just for everyone listening in and tuning in, maybe a little bit of your background and how you came to be the CPO of Backbase. What's your story?
Always interesting things happen in life, but I've been with Backbase now for 5 years, and it's been an exciting journey as we've grown and scaled this company with a very exciting suite of products. But essentially, before Backbase, I worked in different companies like T-Mobile in the telecom space for a few years, leading in product innovation, and then also worked for a company called Diebold Nixdorf, which is a big name in the banking sector, especially known for their ATMs. But I did exciting things in the fraud and analytics space at Diebold, and then at Backbase, been scaling all our different products and covering all our different portfolios.
Which is quite broad, and that's exactly what we're going to be speaking about today, the best of suite philosophy. But before we go there, we always kick off the podcast with a highlight, either from this week, maybe last week, that really stood out to you in the industry news. Anything that you might want to bring to the table, Karan?
Yeah, Tim, for sure. I think what is interesting to see is just the number of neobanks that are offering propositions that are going beyond the usual, right? So again, we saw you don't think of your user just as one customer. You're thinking of their families, the ecosystem around them. And Monzo recently launched, or it was 2 days ago, they announced their new under 16 current accounts, which is very close to what we've been talking about, what we've been championing. So it was really exciting to see that.
Yeah, indeed. It's funny to see because many years ago, we also championed the family app and the kids app, where you could effectively manage your family's finances and help your kids basically upraise them with proper financial habits and stimulate them to look after their finance properly. So it's cool to see that these neos are indeed picking up these types of concepts and are introducing them at scale, which most likely, I'm not sure how you look at this perhaps, Karan, but to me, it's like a very early acquisition strategy to get hopefully a very long lifetime of these customers.
I think that's exactly it, right? You really want to get all your young customers in. You want to basically play an important role in the family of your normal retail clients. So you get their kids early on. You're helping with financial education, literacy, really starting to get them using banking products at an early age. But then they're also associating themselves with your brand, or they really start thinking, hey, Monzo is a brand that I've been with now since I'm 12, 13, 14 years old. And as you get your first job, you probably continue the same account. And so it's really a long-term strategy, but you really get these clients early and you have hopefully a strong brand recognition for all the young bankers out there.
All right. Thanks for the intro, Karan. And again, really good to have you here on the show because we are going to speak about one of the key principles that we see in the market becoming more and more important, which is what we call best of suite. Now, we also have many other terms in the industry, like best of breed, and there's a whole variety of others. My hope for this podcast would be that we can unpack the actual concepts behind best of suite, how it relates to the industry in total, and how it also relates specifically to the financial services industry, and how we indeed bring it to a product portfolio that can actually deliver on this type of ambition. So maybe we can just start with a simple question. What is best of suite? What is the key concept behind it?
That's a great question, Tim. If you think of it, like the best of suite concept is how do you make sure that all of the different capabilities, the solution set that exists at a bank is coming together into one common unified platform, right? So it's products that are built or components of a solution that are built together in one suite. They optimize to work together. They offer way better integration. The user experience is unified. The workflows are unified. And essentially for the end user, you feel like you're really dealing with one entity, right? And that's the goal, like whether it's for the end user or even for the bank's employees or anyone else that's in the midst of trying to put something like this together, you need to make sure that it's one, it feels like it's one solution and not a spaghetti of tons of different things that are stitched together, but which may or may not work in a seamless manner.
Would you perhaps have an example that is easy to digest that is very much in line with the best of suite strategy?
I think the simplest one that I'm sure everyone will recognize is Microsoft Office. We all use Office or a Google Suite in that sense, but all of the different solutions together, Word, PowerPoint, Excel, our slides, sheets, docs in Google, all of these are capabilities. If you go back 10, 20, 20 years, I would say, or 20 plus years, we had the Lotus Notes and all of the different individual solutions. And when Microsoft Office really brought these together, that was game changing for all of us, right? Just as users, it made life so much easier. You could easily copy and paste tables in Excel into your PowerPoint and not struggle with having to update the data in strange ways. It could just be automatically linked. And obviously, that continued to improve over the years. So now we take it for granted. But years ago, that was a big pain point for all of us in our daily jobs.
Yeah, I think Office is the one that speaks to the mind and heart almost, because everyone has been through that experience. Now, bringing it back to the financial services industry, if you say best of suite to me, how is that different than what I'm currently, let's say, enjoying as a typical retail consumer? Like, how can I, for instance, judge whether the institution is indeed in that paradigm or not?
Tim, I think the simplest way to look at this is, as an end user, if I'm going to a bank's online banking experience or a banking app and I'm jumping between different solutions. So if I today want to get a loan, or I'm opening my account and tomorrow I log in and I'm making a payment, and in a few days I realize I would also like to open an investing account. And you basically go through all of these journeys as an end user and you're like, I'm actually dealing with my same bank, but it feels so different, right? And it's like, the form looks different. The data you need, maybe you're entering the same data twice. It's not seamless in the way you get your responses back. Maybe one of those tools send you an email. Sometimes you get a text message as a response. Sometimes you get a push notification in your banking app. And of course, there's ways to simplify this, even with a mix of different solutions. Yet, the time and energy that's spent in just trying to unify this is immense, and which is what we see a lot of banks around the world struggle to do, and the end users will notice that difference, right? So you will notice that the experience are disjointed, essentially.
Hey, you also mentioned a few times now that there's a perspective on the bank employee, who, of course, in their day-to-day is also interfacing with the digital channels and the systems that are in place to service the customer. I think we all have many stories in our own experience where you dial into the call center or you walk into the branch or even have a physical meeting, and it just takes 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes to get the right data for the clerk, the employee, to actually service you, to have the right intel. To me, that seems like a similar example as with the end customer, that you have all the jumping between systems with different logins, with different views on that same customer. Would you say that the best of suite perspective also tackles that part, or will that remain broken, if I may?
Absolutely. Actually, Tim, you raised a great point. We were just talking about disjointed workflows for your end customers. If you are lucky enough to go and take a look at the screens of a typical bank employee working in a contact center or a branch for any, almost, I would say, most of the banks around the world, or many financial institutions around the world, it is 50, I don't know, exponentially more times complicated and crazy in the number of windows they need to jump through. And it's very common to find employees have their own little checklist and little links stored into a spreadsheet where they copy and paste and open different windows just to be able to do one little task that a customer seemingly easily asks them to over chat to say, hey, can you fix this for me? Or can you unlock this account for me? And they go through 15 different elements in different tabs to do that. And it would be incredibly frustrating for most of those employees on a day-to-day basis. So that is a big area of focus in this space, right? Yes, you need to orchestrate and you need to make everything seamless for end customers, for end users. But at the same time, I think one of the biggest benefits of a best of suite strategy is you also unify all the data model, all the different links and actions into one pane of window, one common pane of glass, where you can go through, you can carry out any action you want to do from the same place. And that's only possible when you're really orchestrating it, things in this way, without running into another hurdle where, again, there's an exception and now you need to jump out and you need to look for another window or another tool. You need to log in again sometimes, and you can really avoid that mess.
Yeah. To me, it sounds like almost like a dream. To those working in the bank, they will probably think, all right, I would love to be in this paradigm and have one screen where I can completely do my day-to-day job. Then still that is not a reality in the majority of institutions, Karan, if I'm not mistaken.
Let's not forget how big a challenge this can be, right? So every financial institution has made tons of decisions over the last years, all valid decisions, all logical decisions at that time. And they've ended up acquiring all different kinds of point solutions that solve a problem in a decent way. And now after a few years of running it, the times have changed, the technologies have changed, and it's extremely difficult to replace everything at one time. it's extremely difficult to just rip it all apart. A lot of the institutions are unable to do that. And then they're basically sometimes going back to how I like to call it, replacing your old spaghetti with a newly cooked spaghetti of point solution, which doesn't help you because you're only continuing with the same problem. So I think what we love seeing is financial institutions that are basically being a bit bold in this space and taking a stance and saying, we are going to do things different. We're going to start off on a journey, clearly defined transformation journey, where you have a long-term vision, right? So it's not just, let's fix this today and next year's budget will determine what else we fix. But over the next 5 years, over the next 3 years, or every future investment we are making, you want to make sure that that incorporates the same ideology, that you're basically thinking of everything working together, everything working on a unified platform. And that's important. And I think that's basically our recommendation as well.
So if you look at the actual execution behind all of this, Karan, and maybe also to summarize the first part here, best of suite effectively means that you have one single platform that powers all the different lines of business, be it in your retail banking space, perhaps you have a small medium business proposition, maybe there's commercial banking, maybe there's private banking wealth management, maybe there's even something specifically to a target group that you have in your market, but they're all being powered, all those touch points, all those journeys across any device, including physical in-branch contexts, they are driven and powered by one platform that orchestrates everything below. So that's really the best of suite perspective. Now, and this also comes back to the previous episodes where we talk about modernization, how to do it step by step, and you need to do this with a composable platform in place because otherwise it's just too large. It's too big of a task to go through. Now, I have the perspective from Jouk, of course, in the previous conversations, but I'd love to have your take. Where do you start? What's the effective starting point to start moving into a best of suite paradigm?
Yeah, no, I think great question, Tim. At Backbase, we always say one thing, which I think is super important, again, for banks. Like, think of, start always with your customer, right? So think of what is the problem today that your clients are struggling with the most? And how do you basically start building a whole blueprint from maybe that modular element of your platform, right? So in other words, maybe you say, okay, right now my onboarding part is broken and I need to make sure that I can basically onboard and bring in the right, make it easy for my clients to seamlessly open an account with my financial institution. And maybe that's the part you want to start on. But the important thing, like I said, is you need to really have a blueprint or a whole roadmap behind where you say, okay, I'm just going to start here, but I have a clear viewpoint of here's my customer in the middle. I'm going to think of all of the different elements of their life cycle. And maybe I start with onboarding and account opening, but next year I'm going to fix my self-service capabilities. The year after, maybe the lending capabilities across retail banking, across business banking. So you look at your entire landscape, because the interesting thing is if you do this in a proper organized way, you will look back in 5 years and you'll be like, okay, wait, what I've achieved is I have a consistent user experience by now across all of my different lines of businesses. It's the same access control and entitlements across the board. It's a common data model. We didn't talk about that, Tim, but it's super interesting with all the wonderful AI use cases we're exploring. How do you make sure that your data model is right? You've got the right data governance in place and you orchestrate all of that across one platform, across your entire landscape. That is a big challenge if you're not looking at it from a best of suite perspective. And all the interoperability, of course, picking the right elements, looking at a client as a client in all your different systems is a big challenge, right? And doing this in the right way would have tons of benefits for any bank around the world.
Would you also argue that because it's such a large transformational effort, do you sense that there are also FIs that are already there that have achieved a similar architecture, a similar, let's say, platform pattern that is really around the customer? Or maybe you haven't seen those examples.
I think we've started to see a couple of banks that are really early adopters, I would say, or early runners in making this a strong point of the strategy. I think there's still a lot of room for other financial institutions because I think there's a lot of factors at play, right? So whether it's all kinds of macro factors like your responsibilities towards your shareholders, whether it's the ambition you have right now in investing, whether it's your technical expertise, it may be different factors. So something that takes time, but we are definitely seeing quite a few institutions that are recognizing this challenge because they've all lived through the pains of the last years and have tried their best to replace all the different solutions, but that hasn't yielded the right outcomes so far. I think that's making a lot of the financial institutions really recognize the need for making a much bigger change in the mindset and in the planning for the future.
Now, Karan, you're the CPO of Backbase. You're executing this strategy in terms of how we build our platform and on top of those platform capabilities, our solution lines. What is the most challenging thing in executing that product strategy?
If you think of it, even for us, when we started going with this whole mindset of best of suite, we had to make sure that we have all our different products that thankfully were already on one common platform with one unified way of working. And still we needed to really consider all the different permutations and combinations, make sure that everything starts coming together in the right way. So that took us quite some time. But what's helped now is that we've basically got a very broad vision on how do you make sure that even all future use cases can be catered for in the right way, right? So whether it's all the interoperability, again, of all the data coming in from the different sources, so all your integrations to all the ecosystems around, because even when we talk about best of suite in a platform, you still need to talk to the banking cores, you still need to talk to the MasterCards and the Visas of the world and some of the different data solutions that are feeding into your platform. So all of that takes a lot of planning and thinking, and that's something that we are trying our best to do also within our own products so that we can basically unburden our banks from going through the same pains.
And if you then look at, let's say, the overall view on the market, we discussed this also briefly before we started recording the podcast, and you jokingly said, it makes no sense to replace legacy with new legacy, or the old spaghetti with the new spaghetti. And if you make it a bit more black and white, is it fair to say that the industry over time will have to end up at a best of suite approach, given that there, also in the other podcast we were discussing, it makes no sense to keep dragging this legacy, the spend, the cost that goes with it, as well as the limited agility and the overhead and all the integration complexity. You cannot keep dragging that around for the coming 5, 10, 15 years. So almost if you make it black and white, you see no other path than to go to a best of suite approach with a composable platform. Like, what does that say to you? What does it resonate? Is it too black and white, perhaps?
No, I think, Tim, you nailed it in the way you just said it. I think at some point, we have to take a strong stance also as an industry and be clear that this is the need for us. We need to really think of looking at this in a black and white way, even if we don't execute on it today. Like I said, like there might be a roadmap, there might be a 5-year plan, 8-year plan, 10-year plan, whatever it takes. But we can already see that with all of the challenges we've seen in the last years, it is just impossible, in our view, that in 10, 15 years from now, it would be easy for a lone point solution having a strong play. Because for banks, it would be very clear that you need a common data model. You need to make sure that everything is working together. Your user experiences are unified. The number of channels have become infinite in the meantime, right? So all of those need to work together with your entire platform, with all the capabilities. And doing this with different point solutions is going to be very difficult for most banks. So I think there will be a time when the best of suite will win 100%.
You mentioned something very interesting there for the second time, and I just want to make sure we cover it well, because you mentioned common data model. That sounds a little bit like an obvious one, but to your point, it drives the AI capability of the future, where right now it's not that we have the answer of what all the AI use cases are going to be, but you do need the foundational parts to be in place properly. And that again plays into you need to orchestrate it into one single layer. Otherwise, you will never be able to execute proper AI use cases with that. So it's almost like there's multiple ingredients that dictate that you have to go to that best of suite approach or to a composable platform that allows you to execute this. I think it's almost like you underestimate it almost so far.
No, absolutely, Tim. I think I can't stress on it enough. For all, let's say, for future-proofing your bank, right? You need to think of use cases that maybe are right now gimmicky or look far away. But just looking at the pace at which AI has evolved in the last, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, things have completely changed. And I think the same pattern will continue. And if you want to target or cover most of those use cases, you need to make sure that all of your different components that build up your bank, technology-wise, platform-wise, all of them have at least some level of unification on the data model. So it's, again, completely understandable that you're not going to go from 0 to 1 in a month, but you need to start working towards it, because eventually there will be a time when almost all of the use cases will require a much more effective way of consuming that data. You want to keep your investments manageable. You can't, if you keep doing integrations, and of course, there's always a technical fix to everything, but the cost of doing that can be it can almost prohibit you from making progress there, right? And I think that's the most important part to keep in mind. How do you make this also simpler for you to manage and maintain while still being able to address all of the future use cases coming our way?
Yeah, the future-proofing part is, it's a very clear, let's say, longer-term objective you would need to have in mind to go for this model. Because you're not going to see value in, let's say, the first year, most likely, because it's just a bigger transformational effort. Clear. Then, Karan, let's move to the key takeaways. I think we discussed quite a few topics, so let me try to wrap them nicely together. And I'd like to ask you to give more color where needed, or maybe do your extra double click on those topics where you feel it's helpful. So we kicked off with explaining the concept of best of suite. So if I hear you correctly, Karan, best of suite is basically the perspective that you should have the ambition as a financial institution to go for one single platform, which is a composable platform by nature, which allows you to power all of your solution lines across all lines of businesses that you have, across all value propositions that you have, inclusive of the physical channels like branch or maybe even the call center. And the only way to bring that seamless experience to your end customer, where they feel practically moving through the channels and the touch points, is a very light exercise. It doesn't even occur to them that it's multiple different touch points. To be able to get there, you need a best of suite approach. And that pattern is powered by a composable platform that gives you the flexibility to mix and match the different parts of building experiences that basically lead with business value. Because the second point was that you cannot do this overnight. It's a very large transformational effort. So you need to do it on the right blueprint, which we've shared now over the few episodes we have recorded over the past. And the moment you move into this paradigm, you also check another box, the common data model that you would need to properly execute on any AI ambitions you might have down the line, because that would need proper data. It would need to have one single view on the customer, their interactions, their behaviors, and so forth. See, I think if I wrap that all together, I would almost dare to argue, but that's to a degree biased, regardless of whether you do this with a vendor or if you build out your stack yourself, you will move to this type of architecture. You will move towards a best of suite approach, because that's the only way you're going to get synergies out of your IT investments. It's practically the only way to do it without completely breaking the bank almost, because it's too large to chew off otherwise. Yeah. And lastly, it's a bit of a bold move and a bit of a more bold, innovative way on moving your bank to a future-proof model, which is what we concluded on together. Which elements stand out to you, or would you highlight even further, Karan?
I think you described the key takeaways really well, Tim. I think, again, think of your customer, start from your customer, think of all of the different components, all of the different layers. Think of composability. I know we've spoken a lot on your previous episode of the podcast around composability, but think of how do you use this momentum also to drop your internal silos, right? And use the composability to pick and choose. So best of suite doesn't mean you need to use everything in the suite at the same time. But it does mean you pick and choose it and you shape it in a way that works best for you and your client. And I think that's maybe the final takeaway I'd love to add to that list. Bring it together, shape the experiences you want, but make sure you do that in a very unified manner. And that's basically what we would love to help you with.
Maybe let's end with the one window metaphor that you made. Let's just imagine that there's a moment in time where you can have your bank employees working with just one single window. Just imagine the benefit you will get from that perspective.
Absolutely, Tim. I think that would be music to the ears of most of our listeners. And I think that's definitely, it'll just make everything so much easier. And by the way, that directly helps your customer experience, because your contact center or your branch is also a channel to support your customers. And all of that would become a lot easier.
Exactly. All right. That's a wrap for today. Thanks for joining, Karan. Looking forward to seeing you in many more episodes, also together with our customers. And for now, I would like to say thanks. See you soon.
Thank you, Tim. See you.
Thanks for listening to Banking Reinvented, a podcast by Backbase. Make sure to follow both Jouk and myself on LinkedIn, where we will be sharing key insights about our journey towards modernizing banking.